Decisions. It's estimated that we human beings make around 35,000 decisions every day. It's a lot of decisions, assuming that you're hopefully, and I really hope that you are, getting around 8 hours of sleep. That leaves about 16 hours for us to make all of those decisions. So clearly, we are not consciously or actively making those decisions. A lot of them are just made subconsciously by our unconscious mind, which is a good thing or a bad thing. And when you're making a lot of bad decisions, you should probably take a step back and try to evaluate what's wrong with my brain that I'm making all of these bad decisions. But odds are, your decision-making process, kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes we make really fast decisions that we're not happy with. Sometimes we make really good decisions. And fundamentally, I want today to help you make some better decisions, more thoughtful decisions, and specifically when it comes to how we're allocating or spending our money, because that's obviously a really important thing. And in a lot of ways, our lives, certainly our financial situations, are the sum of our decisions. If we're making really good choices, we're probably more financially well off. If we're making a lot of bad decisions, we're probably less so. So fundamentally, the buck stops here. When it comes to here, that is with you. And you're probably familiar with that phrase, the buck stops here, very famously on President Truman's desk. That's what he had. He had a little placard that said, the buck stops here. So I am the person with ultimate responsibility. I am the chief executive officer of the United States of America. I am the commander-in-chief, the president, the boss, and I will be making the final ultimate decision. So when you think about what makes for a good leader, what makes for a good CEO, a good executive, a good parent, a good partner, a good somebody who's leading, somebody who has other people relying on them. And that can just be you. You rely on yourself. Your future self is also relying on this current version of you. Your ability to, first and foremost, just make decisions is critical, because if you're somebody who can't make decisions, if you anguish and sort of wring your hands over every little choice, again, you're going to be doing a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of agonizing, because we make a lot of choices. So we have to be decisive. But simply making quick decisions doesn't mean that you are a good decision maker. You're just good at making decisions. So how do we become a good decision maker? And that's the key right there. What makes for a good executive, what makes for a good you, is your ability to make good decisions and to make good decisions pretty consistently. It's not all about being perfect all the time. I am not a monk. I've not taken a vow of poverty. So I happily will make bad decisions. I will happily make poor dietary choices, poor lifestyle decisions. But on the whole, I endeavor to make pretty good decisions. And that's what it's all about. So yes, I need to be decisive, but I need to improve my decision-making ability, my decision-making process. And it's a skill like any other. I don't think that President Truman, when Harry S. Truman was a young man or a boy, probably did the same dumb stuff that most of us do. It's just that over time, through experience, through training, through learning, we become better decision makers. So I think that the first step in making a good decision is you have to really clarify, what is it that I'm making a decision about? Then from there, we just need to make sure we have all the relevant, important information. Do I have all the facts? Do I have I considered all the variables for what will make for a good decision? And then what are the different options? I can do this. I can do that. Do I have 100 different choices? It's just come down to chocolate or vanilla. Then it's the consequences. If I choose A over B, what is most likely to happen? What is the most probable outcome from this situation? And then it's, what's the right call based on everything that I know? Here we go. Let's pull the trigger. Let's make the decision. Let's make the choice. So that's pretty obvious. I think you probably already knew that, but it always, like so many things in life, we it's prudent to, and we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. So you probably already knew that, but it's good to go through a quick refresher. So what I'd like you to do now, simply to visualize a target. So you think about the store Target and their logo. It's perfect for this example. Or you could think about a dartboard or any kind of a target that you are throwing things, shooting at. What are you trying to do? You are trying to hit the bullseye. And the bullseye is the circle that is the smallest right in the center of the target. It is the hardest to hit. And because it is the hardest to hit, it is of the highest value. Hitting the bullseye is how you win the game ultimately when it comes to a game of darts, or if you're shooting, if you're target shooting, you are trying to hit the center of the target. You're trying to hit the bullseye. And again, we already know that as well. But in the context of this, we're going to go the opposite way. Because when it comes to you making good financial decisions, the bullseye should be the easiest one to hit because the bullseye is the highest value. It is the most important. And when it comes to what the most important thing for your financial life is, these are the things that matter the most. So we have to know what matters the most. What are the highest value things to you, for you, your life, for your family, for everything that you have going on? That's the center of the bullseye. That is the most obvious, the most important stuff. But just because we can sit here and say, oh, yeah, of course I know what the most important things are. Of course I know what the most obvious things are. That's not obvious. And that's also not, it's just not true. Because I know, and I speak from personal experience, that I went through decades of my life without really making decisions on this is the number one thing, this is number two, these are the top 10. You sort of get the idea. I think we all have passing ideas, and I have pretty good ideas on these are the things that are most important. But then the trick is, how do I treat the most important things like they are the most important things? And let's take that one step further. If we are in the 97% of people that do not have written goals, well, then it's not clear and it's not obvious to me that you know what the most important things are. It's not clear, it's not obvious that you know where it is that you're going. It's not clear and obvious that you know where you're going and how you're going to get there. And in a lot of ways, that's fundamentally and exactly what we're talking about. If we do not have a bullseye, if we do not have a true north, if we do not know what the most important things are to us, well, then how do I know what I'm shooting at? And how am I going to know if I'm hitting it or not, if I'm even close to it? So we have to decide. We have to think about and decide these are the things that are most important to me. These are the things that matter the most. Super abstract, like, woof. There's a lot of things that are really important to me. A lot of things that matter. What is it that matters the most? So I like to break this down, and this is true in setting goals. It's true in just thinking about what's going to lead to the life that you want or what's going to keep providing you the life that you want. Six areas. Number one is family. Number two is community. Number three is your career and your finances. Number four is your well-being. Number five is your personal development. And then number six, this is your peace of mind. Okay, so think about what matters the most in each one of those areas. So for your family, maybe it's, well, I need to make sure that I'm providing a safe and secure environment. My relationship with my spouse, my relationship with my kids, with my immediate family. These are the things that absolutely do matter the most. From a community standpoint, what is it that matters the most? What is your community? From a financial standpoint, what matters the most? And this is probably the most important area because this is a conversation about making good decisions and having the buck stop with you as the chief executive officer or the chief financial officer of your life and your situation. So maybe the primary, just number one is I need to get out of credit card debt. I need to stop living paycheck to paycheck. So those are two of the most foundational things. And then you break it up from there. What can I be doing to get more money coming in? So is there a way, am I looking for a new job? Am I going to start a company? Am I going to get a second job? Am I going to get a new certification or designation that will allow me to make more money? Am I going to go get more education? Whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. Just think about these other things that are most important. Maybe it's, I need to be saving at least $10,000 a year or $3,000 a year. Or I need to start saving $1,000. I need to get my emergency fund set up. There's so many different potential priorities for you. It's just important that you make those decisions, and that's going to be the bullseye. So you can have within the bullseye, the six different areas, whatever. I'm not saying you just have to have one thing. You can certainly have one thing, but you get the idea. You just have to make decisions on these are the things that matter the most. And I think the visual of that bullseye are the really important things. With the idea being that I am either going to say yes or to say no, but I'm going to circle back on that in just a minute. So once I know what is the most important thing, the things that matter the most to myself and my family for my situation, then it's a function of allocating my most valuable resources based on what is most important to me. So our most valuable resources are time, attention, energy, and money. And they're valuable because they're finite. Just like the bullseye is valuable because it's hard to hit, those resources are valuable because I do not have an unlimited amount. I do not have an inexhaustive amount of energy. I have a finite amount of time. I'm not an internet billionaire or a millionaire, so I need to keep working. I need to have money coming in. And certainly from time, attention, energy, and money, my attention, I just don't have a lot of that. And people are trying to extract these things from me. So we're always at this tug of war between my own desires, because, yeah, I want to be efficient, but I can't be efficient 100% of the time. And gosh, sometimes I just want to splurge and go drink some beer and eat some pizza. It's not ideal for my physical health. It's not ideal for my boyish good looks or my boyish physique that at one point I had. Anyway, you get the idea. So what matters most? Let's allocate our most valuable resources based on or in service of what matters the most. And then I think we can really boil down the activities that I'm going to be doing, that I'm going to engage in. And then that's going to help me to decide what I'm not going to engage in. You're probably familiar with the Pareto distribution, also known as the 80-20 rule. Pareto was a really smart fella who figured out 80-20 is this great way that things sort of break down. And fundamentally, you're going to get 80% of the results by 20% of your activities. And from a distribution standpoint, 20% of the people are going to control 80% of the wealth. It's a fascinating distribution. But another thing that Pareto talked about was we have to really understand what the meaningful few activities or choices are in our lives. And we need to honor those meaningful few things that are going to get me what I want versus the trivial many. Think about how you can allocate, and let's talk about attention. There are so many different things and so many different pulls and draws and pokes and prods that are attempting to get my attention these days. It's wild. And we have access to, obviously, the wisdom of all of humanity right in our pocket in the form of our phones. And maybe you're watching this or listening to it on your computer. We've obviously got televisions and streaming services and podcasts and YouTube. And you get the idea. And social media, there's so many different things that I can give my attention to. And so many different parties and people and algorithms and bots that are trying to extract that attention from me. So I need to make decisions. Again, the buck stops here with you. I need to make decisions on what the meaningful few activities are or things are that I'm going to give my attention to. And then I need to do way more saying no than yes. I need to say no 80% of the time and yes probably 20%, probably way smaller, way less than that. But you get the idea. So these are the things that I'm going to give my attention to, and these are the things that I'm not going to give my attention to. And in a lot of ways, it's easier to think and create bright lines around, this is a bright line rule around something I'm not going to do anymore. So if we're talking about our physical fitness, a no could be, I'm not going to go through a drive-through. I'm not going to consume food through from fast food. Just not going to do that anymore. Or it could be, I am absolutely not going to, go on TikTok during the hours of 9 and 5. I'll go on social media. I'll go on TikTok during these times. So you get the idea. Meaningful few, trivial many. If we can master this, if I could figure out these are the things that I'm going to spend money on and everything else I'm just not going to, with very, very limited exceptions, I think that that's a recipe for really a lot of success. Does that make sense? Obvious, maybe not. Different way to think about it. So again, what I want you to do is to think about the bullseye. Visualize that bullseye. And that bullseye, those are the things that matter the most. Those are the things that are the most important to you. Then think about what is also inside that bullseye, activities, things to spend money on, things to eat, things to not eat, well, just things to eat. And then those are the things we're going to say yes to. So something comes across your desk, Mr. and Mrs. President. How do you know? How do you know if you're going to say yes to it or no? Well, is it within the bullseye? Yes. Well, then maybe I'll say yes to it. Is it outside the bullseye? Well, that's a hard no, fella. Thanks for coming by. See yourself out. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Let's practice saying that. No, thank you. No, thank you. My baby says that. She's 2. It's hilarious. Cutest thing in the world. No, thank you. She's figured it out. Oftentimes, what she says no to is the most important thing for her, like eating. But you get the idea if you've ever interacted with children. So that's what I want you to visualize, that bullseye. Think about it from the 6 different areas of your life. And specifically for our conversation today, what will you spend money on? What will you invest in? And what will you not? I'm just not going to spend money on this stuff anymore. This is not something I'm going to be investing in. I'm not going to allocate my financial resources to these things. I will allocate them to these things. And then the trick is keeping the main thing the main thing. We don't want to stray. We don't want to go too far off course. We don't want to get too distracted. That being said, this is not a game of perfect. I'm not advocating, nor do I want you to try to be 100% perfect all the time with this stuff. But going back to the 80-20, if we can get this right 80% of the time, give ourselves some wiggle room, some room to fudge about 20% of the time, I think we're still going to be really successful. But if you start going less than that, if you start going, oh, 50-50, 50% of the time I make good decisions, 50% of the time I make bad decisions, I just don't think that you're going to end up where you want to go. So endeavor to make good decisions 80% of the time. Try to get 90, but give yourself a little bit of grace, the weekends or whatever, to go off plan, to miss the target. I just don't want you to be missing the target by 10 feet. Just maybe an inch. Targets really aren't that big if you ever played darts. So, buck stops with you. Don't try to be perfect, but want to make good decisions. You want to be a good decision maker. And again, good decision makers understand the most important thing. They evaluate all the different available information, and then you decide and you move forward with your decision. Friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So, brothers and sisters, act accordingly.